From listener-supported WNYC Studios, it's This Podcast Has Fleas. Episode 5, Superfan.
Being a dog and talking about it, Dog Talk.
Hello and welcome to Dog Talk, the only podcast by a dog. Me, Waffles. Here with me, as always, is Benny the Gerbil. Say hello, Benny.
Hello, Benny. Ha! Hear what I did there? Good stuff.
Yeah, very good. Today we have a very special show.
Be back soon, okay?
All right, Waffles, be good.
Oh, right, I forgot. Mom and Dad are leaving to go see a movie.
What movie are they seeing?
I'm not entirely sure, but I think it's the one about the human that's doing a thing.
Oh, I want to see that one.
Okay, folks, as I was saying, we have a very special show today, because today is
National Gerbil Day!
It's gonna be great! We're gonna do lots of the stuff that, you know, you do on a gerbil day that is national.
You have no idea what to do on National Gerbil Day, do you?
Not a clue.
Okay, first, we're gonna see how much lettuce we can store in our cheeks. So fun. Then, you get to help me organize all the wood chips in my home. 3, 4, maybe 7 times. And then, at the end of the show...
Oh, I remember. You want to go outside and roll down the hill in your gerbil ball.
I like to call it Benny's Big Adventure on...
National Gerbil Day! Ooh, Benny, let's sing the National Gerbil Day theme song.
Yeah! Oh, wait. There isn't a National Gerbil Day theme song.
Well, then we'll just make one up. It's National Gerbil Day. Hey, hey, hey. Now you go with one.
Yeah, gerbils run on wheels, and they like to keep it real.
You live in habitats, and that is that.
Oh, habitat, rabbitat, habit, rabbit hat.
National Gerbil Day.
Don't forget to wear your rabbit hat.
The listeners are going to love that. Ooh, speaking of listeners, let's hear some of our listener voicemails. The first one is from our number one fan dog, Boomer.
Hey, Waffles, you are the greatest podcaster ever in the entire history of podcasters ever.
Aw, thanks, Boomer.
Waffles, I just love your show. In fact, I love it so much, I'm coming to visit you. Love, Boomer. P.S. I'm right behind you.
Right behind
you?
Hey, ah!
I came in through the doggy door, figured I'd surprise you, and I did. You were all like, wah! Ha! Boom!
Oh.
I say boom, that's my thing, because my name's Boomer, which means he who booms. Boom! I can't believe it. I'm in the place where the dog talk magic happens. Wow, is that the microphone? Can I smell it?
Sure.
I'm smelling it. Wow. Can I smell you?
Oh, wait, there? Oh, okay.
So gross.
You smell like genius with a hint of turkey jerky. And Benny, oh, you're even cuter in person. Can I hug you?
Please don't.
I'm hugging you. Wow.
Can't breathe.
A1 hug, Benny. Nailed it. Boom! So, Waffles, can I hang out with you on the show today and watch you make podcast magic?
Well, all right, if you put it that way. Yeah, you can stay.
Really?
Really?
Ooh, Boomer, since you're such a big fan of the show, how about a tour of the house?
A tour? But today is National Gerbil Day.
I would love that. Boom!
Then follow me. All right. We are leaving the living room where the magic happens and heading into the hallway where magic has also been known to occur.
Ooh, magic hallway.
Waffles, do we really have time for a tour? Might I remind you it's National Gerbil Day. Hey, hey, hey.
I promise we'll get to that, Benny. But we've never had a fan here before. Ha! I bet the cat is so jealous.
Live! On the litter box!
Live from the litter box!
Live from the litter box!
I am Jones the Cat, and cat lovers, you have found podcast perfection. So the dog, Huevos Rancheros, that's Spanish for ranch eggs, has a big fan in the house today. Her only fan. Ha! So sad. Me, I've got tons of fans out there, and I'm inviting you all to come on over and join me so we can show that dog who the real star is around here. I'm gonna sign off now. When we come back, it's going to be a massive fan party.
Back in the litter box.
We are back! And now I will open the door and greet the thousands, maybe millions of fans who want to be on my show. Cover your ears, cat lovers. This might be loud. Oh, there's just a cricket. So, not a crowd, but quality over quantity. Am I right? Because this cricket is my number one fan. And the cricket just left. It was probably getting too excited being around me and didn't want to faint. Can crickets faint? I'm gonna say yes. My other fans must be stuck in traffic. But never fear, cat lovers. This is not a catastrophe. I'll just head outside and find some fans in the backyard. Catch you later.
We're back.
Hey, folks, I'm here with our super fan, Boomer.
Oh!
Showing him Mom and Dad's room. Oh, Boomer, that's their bathroom. The humans call that thing a toilet. Now, I call it the giant self-filling water bowl.
More magic!
And now we're coming to Mr. Glub's fish tank.
I love Mr. Glub! Ooh, Mr. Glub, say something confusing like you always do.
Boomer, that which is confusing only if you are confused.
Yes, I am so confused. Give me a hug.
No, no, Boomer. Mr. Glub can't breathe when he's out of his tank.
It is better to breathe than not to breathe.
You're so scaly and snuggly.
That's enough, Boomer. Drop it.
Sorry about that. I'm a hugger.
You're a monster.
Boom!
Psst, Waffles. Can I have a quick word with you?
Oh, sure. What's up, Benny?
I think that dog is Trouble with a capital L. Trouble! Plus, today is National Gerbil Day, remember? Not National Dogs Who Don't Respect Boundaries Day.
Yeah, you're right, Benny. Guess it's time to send him home.
Yo, guys, so what's next on the tour?
The front door.
We're back!
Back in the litter box!
You are back with Jones the Cat. I'm in the backyard interviewing my fans. Oh, there's one right now. Greetings, Mr. Snail. You listen to Life from the Litter Box, right?
I am a slug, and no.
No problemo. Oh, I see another fan. You, ma'am, in the tree. Miss Raccoon.
Can you see I'm trying to sleep? I'm nocturnal.
Sleeping, huh? You must have been listening to dog talk. I'm saying that dog talk is so boring and puts you to sleep.
Ribbit.
Hey there, little froggy. You know and love the podcast stylings of Jones the Cat, right? Because...
11. 12. Yeah. 13. Yeah.
Okay. For those of you at home, the frog is lifting a large rock with his tongue. Nasty.
You know, the tongue is a muscle. Most folks don't know that. That's why I do tongue workouts. Now, what were you saying about podcasts? I love podcasts.
You do? Yes! And your favorite one is Live from the Litter Box, right?
Never heard of it. I do enjoy Planet Money, though.
Ah! Doesn't anyone here want to be on my podcast?
Not really.
If I had a choice, no.
All right. If you act like my fans in front of the dog, I'll swipe you some fruit snacks from the pantry.
Huh.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, cat lovers. While I'm digging up these fruit snacks, we're gonna take a quick break.
After these human messages,
we'll be right back.
Now we're back with Dog Talk.
Well, Boomer, thanks for stopping by. It's been a pleasure meeting a true fan.
I sure am gonna miss you, Waffles. I'll think about you every day. On Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and twice on Friday.
We get it. Bye, Boomer. Don't let the doggy door hit you on the way
Well, up. Well. If it isn't Cereal Bar and L1 fan. So sad. Me? I have an entire squad of fans. Tell the dog how great I am, everyone.
He's a great guy.
What's his name again?
And this proves once and for all, I have more fans and am way better than you, Toaster Strudel. All right, we're out of here. Cats rule, a dog's drool. A ta-ta!
Her name is Waffles, and dogs rule. Cats drool. Boom!
Actually, I do drool quite a bit. He's right about that. I drool when I'm hungry and happy and sad and asleep and awake. So there's actually never a moment when I'm not drooling.
The point is, it really twists my tail how Jones always messes with you. Waffles, you need to start messing with him. That's what your fans want.
No, what fans want is for you to go home and to hear me roll down the hill in my gerbil ball. I call it Benny's Big Adventure.
Hold on, Benny. I kind of like this idea of messing with Jones.
You do?
I mean, it's what the fans want. Boomer, what do you have in mind?
I'll lure the cat outside with this laser pointer I just happen to have brought. Then lock him out so he can't do his show. Boom!
Oh, I love it. It's kind of bad, right? But it feels so good.
Okay, you go find something heavy to put in front of the doggy door so Jones can't get back in.
I fail to see how this relates to National Gerbil Day at all.
We'll do the gerbil stuff later, Betty. I promise. I'll be right back. Oh, and Dog Talk will be right back, too.
Now that she's gone, I can tell all the Dog Talk listeners my real plan. Which thing is the microphone?
Black thing smells like dog breath, but I really don't think you should.
Today is a glorious day, listeners. Ooh, I like this. Once I lure Jones outside, I'll enact part two of my plan. I'll put roller skates on his feet and push him downhill, getting rid of him forever. Boom! Then everyone will listen to Waffles instead. Double boom! Ba-boom!
I knew it. You're flat out nuts. Waffles won't want anything to do with this once I tell her your real plan. Waffles!
Wait, where are you going? Hey, are you with the dog or are you with the cat?
I'm with neither dog nor cat. I'm with justice. I'm with fairness. I'm with... Hey, why are you rolling me into the closet?
Bye-bye, oh! Benny. Boom!
Hey, let me out of here.
Sorry, dude. If you're not with the dog, you're with the cat.
Right now, I'm with the shoes.
All right, folks, I'm off to lure Jones outside with my laser pointer, and then the cat will be gone forever. Boom.
Worst National Gerbil Day ever! Help!
Back in the litter box.
And we're back with an exclusive interview with my fans. Wake up, raccoon! Ah, frog! Get your tongue off the microphone!
41! 42!
Slug?
40.
Anything to say?
I was told there would be fruit snacks.
Okay, that's enough. Everybody out. Here's your fruit snacks. We only have cantaloupe.
Seriously? Cantaloupe?
I was hoping for a variety pack.
Oh, my fake fans are terrible. Whoa! Cat lovers! New development. There is some kind of red laser dot on the wall. I don't know why, but I'm strangely attracted to it. Must catch dot. Ah, how did I miss it? It's like my paw went right through it. Hey, where you going? You can't get away. I'll catch it this time for sure, cat lovers. Gotcha. Nope. Gotcha. Nope. Gotcha. Nope. Gotcha. Stop moving.
Now we're back with Dog Talk.
Hey, folks, we're back. I found something really heavy to put in front of the doggy door so Jones can't get back in. Dad's bowling ball. Oh, boy.
Except it's very hard to steer. Okay, note to self, clean up trash before Mom and Dad get back.
Waffles, help!
That's weird. That closet sounds like Benny.
Because it is Benny! Get me out of here!
Benny, what happened?
Boomer put me in here. He's trying to get rid of Jones forever. He's a bad dog, Waffles. A bad, bad dog. He's putting roller skates on Jones and shoving him down the hill. I've been trying to tell you, Waffles, Boomer is trouble. But you didn't listen to me. Your gerbil friend. On National Gerbil Day!
You're right. I should have listened to you. I'm sorry, Benny. All right, now come on. Let's go save that cat.
I'm outside now, cat lovers, still chasing that delightful red dot. Gotcha! Nope! Oh! What's up, Boomer the dog?
Nothing. Just putting roller skates on your feet, dude.
Nice! To make me go faster so I can catch that sneaky red dot?
Yep. Your show is really going to be on a roll now.
Ha! Boom! Bye-bye! Okay, listeners, I have lost the happy little red dot, and now I appear to be rolling down a hill, completely out of control, to which I say, yeah! That wasn't even a sound effect, that was really me! Here, I'll do it again! Yeah!
Folks, we gotta catch that cat. So guess what? It's time for Benny's Big Adventure.
Really? You mean it?
I'll run, you roll. Let's go.
Rolling down the hill, yes! Here I go. My dream is coming true. Woohoo! My dream is very bumpy.
Don't worry, Jones. We're coming.
that, cat lovers, and I am totally in control! Ah! Tricycle! Ah! Ah! Car! All right, listeners, Jones the Cat has a request for all his fans out there. Somebody help me!
He's going too fast, Wobbles. We can't catch up.
Yes, we can. Look, a skateboard. Hop on.
Hey, you're good at this.
I've watched a lot of dogs riding skateboards on YouTube. This is a real thing in the internet community. Jones, we're coming.
Gelga Parfait. Thank goodness. Grab my tail.
Gotcha, Jones. Not entirely sure what to do now.
Guys, look.
Who put this pond here? I can't swim!
Come on, grab one, you guys!
Why is our tongue stuck to me?
Hey, I know that tongue!
I just tongue-benched a dog, a gerbil, and a cat.
Fake frog fan, you saved us. But why did you come back?
I heard you ask for help on your show, which, it turns out, I kind of like after all. I mean, it's no radio lab, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, that was amazing. That was magic.
Oh, well, thank you, Boomer.
Not you, the frog. I have never seen such bravery and strength. I am your biggest fan. Can I follow you around all day?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Wow, can I hug you? I'm hugging you. Wow, boom.
Huh, that works.
Now we're back with Dog Talk.
Dog Talk is back in the house. No, I can't really pull that off. But we are back in the house. And now I'm devoting the entire rest of the show to National Gerbil Day. We just finished seeing who could fit the most lettuce in their mouth. And surprise, surprise, Benny won. Right, Benny? Next up, I'm going to help Benny count the number of wood chips in his home.
It's my dream come true. Thanks for making it a great National Gerbil Day, Waffles.
I'm happy to be making you happy, Benster. Because fans are fun, but friends are way better.
They sure are. All right, here we go. 1 wood chip, 2 wood chips, 3 wood chips, 4 wood chips. Take it, Waffles.
Oh, 5 wood chips, 6 wood chips. Just out of curiosity, how many wood chips are there in your home? Would you guess?
Usually about 3,000.
Yes. We may be going over a little bit today, folks. Where were we, Benny? 6 or 7?
Do over! 1 wood chip, 2 wood chips, 3 wood chips, 4 wood chips, 5 wood chips.
This podcast has fleas, was created and executive produced by Adam Peltzman and Kweli Chanda, starring Emily Lynn as Waffles, Jay Farrow as Jones the Cat, and Eugene Merman as Benny. Also featuring Alec Baldwin as Mr. Glove. Additional voices by Teal Wicks, Chris Knowings, and Tony Daniels as Boomer. This episode was written by Scott Gray. Sound design and mix by Nathaniel Reichman. Original music by Paul Buckley. Edited by Keith Rigling. Casting by Melissa Chusett. Recorded and mixed at Rumba Recorders. Our website is thispodcasthasfleas.org. You'll find videos there of cast recordings and a link to a survey we'd love you to check out. This is one of our first kids podcasts, and your feedback will help us figure out what to do next. And help spread the word. Write a review on iTunes. This Podcast Has Fleas was produced by Inner Dog Productions for WNYC Studios.